Amen. You may be seated. I want you to open your Bible to 2 Kings. This is not my subject, but this is to prepare you for the subject. Everybody's finances are being turned around now. I prophesy that everybody's finances are being turned around now. It's amazing how the praisers, they don't know what I'm going to preach because the notes I got now, I couldn't give it to the secretary. I get some notes, I can't let nobody see them and type them out or nothing. I have to have them. When they come out of my mouth, they get it. And they... the message that I'm going to teach tonight, they come up here singing, "I'm living in the overflow." You heard them?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I'm living, say it.
I'm living in the overflow.
That's exactly where you're going this week.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly where you're going to live from now on. This exactly will be your lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
The rest of your life, if you walk by faith in the revelation that God has given us. So I'll give you the subject and let you sit down. I'll give you the subject. You may be seated. I've used this subject, not as a subject to minister, I've said it before, but it is so well addressed to this moment in our life. It sounds simple, it sounds like a cliche, it sounds like just something we're saying. Unless you have revelation and anointing to make it happen.
Yes, yes, sir.
The money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming. Yes, sir. Yes.
That's what we're going to. I had to tell you before I read the text, because when I read the text, start reading from different texts in the Bible, you're going to see it is being said the same way. The subject is, the money just keep on coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
In 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 4. And Jehoash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated thing that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passes the account, the money that every man is set at. You underline money in there. You if you don't see no money in this verse, you just blind. At, now watch this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
And all the money that that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Now you got to be ready for that. Now you got to be ready for that voice, because the priest wasn't ready. Yes. I'm not even going to talk about him tonight. You find out further, they wasn't ready for it. They didn't know what to do with it.
Yes, sir.
And so in this introduction, I must tell you, you must be prepared for a godly lifestyle. That money, when that money starts flowing like that, you got to be prepared for a godly lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
And I want you to hear the next part. That many, through lack of knowledge and understanding, will preach against wealth, prosperity, and money in ignorance.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say no outsiders. I'm talking about pulpit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because they don't understand it, nobody, it won't let nobody teach them.
Yeah.
They preach against it and say we shouldn't have it, and they always, when they do it, calling God a lie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Calling Jesus' death a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
He died. He became poor that we might become rich. And he ain't talking about just rich in words.
Right.
So you're going to have to be able, when you walk in this type of flow, and some of the things we're going to get into now, when you begin to walk in this overflow and more than enough, and the money just keep on coming, you're going to have to know how to deal with ignorant people, ignorant preachers, ignorant family members. You know what he told Abraham? Told Abram? He told, leave your family. You cannot let those ignorant people's words become stronger in your life than God's word. Over and over again, God reveals he wants his children to have blessing.
Yes. Yes.
How many of y'all read the Bible? You see it over and over again, right?
Yes, sir.
But I know the question is, some of y'all, why can't I get that? I'm tithing, I'm sowing, I'm singing, I'm praying. Why don't I ever get that? I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing it for 10 years. I've been doing this for 5 years. Well, he heard you. Tonight, he's going to show you exactly how to get there. Get ready for the outpouring of anointed money on purpose. Money with a purpose.
Yes, sir.
Money with a God-given plan.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Then I heard the Lord say, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy.
I heard him say that just now. Tell him, enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir.
When you got money with a purpose and money with a God-given plan,
yeah,
the Lord said, tell him, enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir.
Don't care what nobody else say. Don't care how they talk about you. Just go ahead on, drive on down the street.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Give God praise.
Yeah.
Give God praise.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, I'm going to enjoy myself. That's what God told me to tell you. God told me, see, when you got his purpose and his plan and the money flowing, you can grant on enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
All right. So I have to get you ready now. Prepare for the overflow. I got to take you some scriptures to prepare you, because that money, when that money starts rolling, baby. Turn to the book of Zechariah. Hallelujah. Stay with me now.
Yes, sir.
You know the glory gonna hit, right?
Yes, sir.
Hard and heavy tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Hard and heavy. The Holy Ghost gonna sweep this place tonight. Because you're moving in a new realm. The suffering, the financial suffering is prophetically over. Divine enlightenment is on your account. You're going to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, why you're doing it. By the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is about to take your finances over. The Holy Ghost is about to take your money over. And the Holy Ghost said, let me have it. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do with it, when to do with it. I'm going to tell you, because you, the kind of money we're talking about, you ain't going to be able to handle it naturally. The kind of money we're talking about, the banks don't have no advice to give you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to be too wise for them to rob you.
Yeah.
You going to tell the bank what to do with your money.
Yes,
I got to a certain extent, the bank don't talk to me. I talk to them. This is what I want y'all to do.
Yes,
if you're not going to do it, I'm going to pull it out.
Yes,
they don't want it to go.
Yes, sir.
Rich on purpose. Rich to glorify God. Rich to praise Jesus. Rich to say, thank you what you've done for me. I receive what you've done for me. I don't care what nobody else here about it. All right, sit down. Zechariah chapter 8. I'm going to read 2 or 3 verses out of there. Prepared for the overflow. In Zechariah chapter 8, verse 9, thus said the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. Ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophet, which was in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. He said, hear the word of the prophet.
Yes,
sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Thus said the Lord, who said? The Lord of hosts, right?
Yes,
let your hands be strong.
Yes.
Why he brought your hands in there?
Uh-huh.
Are you a strong sower?
Yes,
are you a strong giver? Let your hand be strong, because I'm telling you one thing. I'm going to tell you right now, your hand not stronger than mine. That's what God's telling you.
Yes,
yeah, God said, I'm not going to let you outdo me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God not going to let you outdo his word.
Yes.
He has to. When you move, he got to be stronger than you.
Yes, sir.
God's hand always got to be strong.
Yeah, it got to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he said, let your hand be weak.
No, no, strong.
Thus said the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. Yeah, ye that hear and these, ye that hear. Ye that hear.
Yes, sir.
Your hand can't be strong without hearing.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Your money conditions are in prophetic hands tonight. And I'm talking about the prophetic hands of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say what he tell me say. And the Holy Ghost is going to be the prophet in you tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to be your prophet tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to prophesy over your finances and over your financial lifestyle. Let him do it. He's going to quicken you in an area that you never thought about before. He's going to show you things that you never seen before. You're going to feel things that you never felt before. You're going places that you never been before. You're going to have things that you never had before. Shout. Did he say the Holy Ghost going to prophesy over my finance tonight? Did he say that?
Yeah.
Did he say the Holy Ghost is going to be my prophet tonight?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
My goodness. I receive. My goodness. That's a $4,000 check there. Oh, they know. My goodness. I never heard that before. The Holy Ghost becoming the prophet. In this service tonight. Good God Almighty.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost going to be the prophet over your finances.
Yes.
I'm just going to be a channel for the prophet to speak to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Go to the 12th verse in the same opening. Go to that 12 verse. You got to look at it. 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 Talk to me, Holy Ghost. Talk to me, Holy Ghost. For the seed might be profitable. For the seed, if the devil don't stop him, may be prosperous. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. Talk to me, Leroy. Yeah. And the heaven shall give the dew. Talk to me here. And I will cause the remnant of this people. Somebody put your hand in there. Give God the glory. Say, I receive Holy Ghost. I receive tonight. I receive in my Father's name. Look at this scripture. We got to read this scripture again. Look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. Look at the word of God. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. And the ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will call the remnant. Sorry, I say it's a remnant, you know. Of this people to possess all these things. To possess all. What? You're supposed to be possessing everything.
Yes, sir.
I receive. It's a $500 check. Look at that voice.
Yes, sir.
The prophet talking to you.
Yes.
You know he wrote that book.
Yes.
Nobody know that book like him.
Yes.
And tonight, the prophetic Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Is, see, I just learned that a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
That ain't on no paper nowhere. The prophetic Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He spoke to me while I was talking.
Yes, sir.
In my 57 years, I never heard it.
Yes, sir.
But we done gotten a meeting and we got the Holy Ghost in you as a prophet tonight.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Praise God.
I want to read another verse in this opening. Look at the 13th verse. And it shall come to pass that as ye were cursed among the heathen, O house of Judah and O house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing.
Yes.
Fear not.
Yeah.
There he said again.
Yeah.
But let your
hand.
let your hand. What he said?
My
hands are strong. Say. So that text, turn to the book of Joel. Sit down. Prepare for the overflow. You got to prepare because it's gonna shake you up.
Hallelujah.
Book of Joel. Look at it for a few minutes here. Praise the Lord. Lord is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Joel chapter 2, verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. And those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber. And the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Oh, y'all didn't see it.
Yeah.
The heathen will not rule over your finances no more.
Yeah.
Telling you what you can't have and what you can have.
Yeah.
No, you're a child of God, and everything you want, God already owns it.
Yes.
But you got to know it.
Yes, sir.
May that anointing get on you tonight.
Yes.
The heathen shall rule. The heathen ain't ruling over us no more.
No more.
Well, for sure they say that among the people, where is their God? See what he's saying?
Yep.
Where is their God?
Yes, sir.
See, unless we stand up and let God flow.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, I'm going to just tell you. None of them ask where my God at no more.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I asked them, where you going?
Come on. Yes, sir.
Go over those scriptures. Those scriptures are going to keep you in place and prepare you for the type of lifestyle we're talking about tonight.
Yes, sir.
The money just keep on coming. You have so much, you're going to have to ask God direction with it.
Yes, sir.
See, and when you get a certain spot, you know where you got to go with it.
Yes, sir.
They go pay them bills.
Yeah.
But when all them bills are paid and the money keep coming in, you got to have prayer time not to ask God for money.
Yeah.
You ask God what to do with this money.
Yes,
Lord, you have blessed me so much. I don't know what you want me to do with it.
Yes,
I got all my needs met.
Yeah.
All my tanks are full.
Yeah.
Who you want me to help?
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't be the one. That's a $5,146.50 check. You don't want to be the one. Somebody got to be praying for the help.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You the helper.
Yeah.
All of y'all, I declare, all of y'all are financial helpers.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, you're not a financial helper, you're a financial helper.
Yes, sir.
The devil won't make a helper out of you that you don't have enough. He wants you always praying, and you ain't got time to talk to God, asking about that money. You ain't got time to talk to God. Lord, yeah, I need you to come through. The Lord said, I came through 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah over here.
Hallelujah.
The money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Look somebody in the eye and tell them that the money just keep on coming. Look at me in the eye.
Keep on.
I mean, say it cheeky, say it but boldly. The money just keep on. Now. My coming in, I feel the Holy Ghost coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know how far I'm gonna be to go.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Good God, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for y'all help me. Thank God for the Holy. I really want to take you in a realm tonight you've never been. In the spirit. I really won't take you in a realm that you know. I feel it coming, man. I've been in these type of meetings. You know. I know when it's coming. Where you from?
College Station, Texas.
Texas, yeah, all right. Yes, all right, I receive you.
It was a struggle to get here, but we made it.
You struggled to get here. You made it. You got $1,000. Yeah, right. Yeah, girl, you doing all right. She's trying to get you, boy. A realm. You have to walk in a certain spiritual realm when you're loaded.
Yes, sir.
You can't make no excuses by what you have and what you're doing. You give God the glory and the praise. Let the other person tell their story. Go ahead and tell your story. Live like you want, but don't mess with me. I'm living the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, my cup run is over. So I'm I'll agree with God. Me, I don't want your doctrine. I don't want your theology. Some of you are going to go in a realm tonight you've never seen before. I feel it falling. There's dimension in the spirit, emotion cut out. A lot of times we get so emotional, we don't have a real rim. We don't hit the real rim. Satan block us and stop us through a feeling until we can't get to the real feeling. What the feeling? He touched me. Oh, he touched me and made me whole. You sit in the service and the Lord put his hand on you. Right up in here, God touch you. Nobody else seems like they got nothing, but his hand is heavy on you, and you know he's talking to you. God Almighty, good God Almighty, good God. Ah. Say it one time, the money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Now sit down. Let's go a little further. You have to know how to prevail through the traffic. Right? I want you to get it down because I'm going to give you a scripture. One scripture. You know the scripture, but it's going to be a blessing to you tonight. You have to know when you get to that level, it's really not a level. It's not measurable.
Yes, sir.
It's called overflow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So many times you're not going to know how much you have. You haven't had time to count it yet.
Yeah.
Speak. Oh, somebody say, I want that life.
Yes, sir.
Give it to me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Why are you giving it to you tonight?
Yes, sir.
See, that's an anointing getting on you now. Come on now, work with me. Good God Almighty. Acts chapter 19. When everybody else crying about the government and different financial situation, I want you to know how to prevail through the traffic.
Yes, sir.
They come on the news and they say certain things going down. Acts chapter 19, verse 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. It don't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yes, sir.
When the word is growing, your prevailing is on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. So from this night forward, you will prevail in finances,
yes,
prevail in money, prevail in prosperity, prevail in wealth, prevail in abundance.
Yes.
You never said it before. I want you to say that. I am the lender.
I am the lender.
Not the borrower. Now, some of this will be progressive in happening, but not progressive in being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's sure here. Holy Ghost. Yeah, you see? Progressive in what I say? How I said it? Progressive in happening, but not progressive in being.
Yes, I see.
That means you get it in the spirit first.
Yes, sir.
Once you got it in the spirit, it's over.
It's over. It's over.
If you can get it right here tonight,
yeah.
All of your debt gonna die tonight.
Yeah.
Your house note gonna die tonight.
Yeah.
Your car note's gonna die tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, sit down and write this. Step in and know that you are a part of the remnant.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, it's a wide gate. There's a narrow way and a straight gate. A wide gate and a broad way, right? Some kind of way like that. A lot of folks going through it. Everybody not going through this gate.
Right.
I'm going to give you a scripture to help you with that. In Matthew 22. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You getting it?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 22. Now, I really want you to get this because it's going to seem like a common verse, but you have to take the whole setting with it tonight. What God is saying, the money just keep on coming, and then you're a money coming demonstrator.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what I told you just now, I told you is step in and know that you're a part of the remnant, right? Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
See, now you got to pay attention now because y'all can't just wait on the emotion. Because the Holy Spirit is prophesying in here.
Yes, sir.
And he's bringing an anointing with it. So you had to respond. If you just say shoot, say something.
Yes, sir.
Say, shoo. Just say something, because I want you to, I want to get your spirit open, you know. I don't want you sitting here just waiting and waiting. He already here.
Yeah.
But he want to talk to you. And when he talked to you, he walked through you.
Yes, sir.
He's not going to walk for you.
Yeah.
He walked through you.
Yeah.
But he got to talk to you first.
Yes, sir.
Man, I feel that. So you part of the remnant? Say, I'm part of the remnant. All right, look at 22:14. Matthew 22:14. For many are called, but few are chosen. You being called tonight? It's up to you whether you're going to be chosen or not. Are you going to be a called or a chosen? Make your mind up. You're going to be a called one or a chosen one. I'm going all the way. What you going to do? When that spirit of rejection come upon you in this house tonight, you better know it's the devil trying to keep you from where God trying to take you to. You better know, I don't care how many scriptures you know, and I don't care how long you've been praying, and I don't care how long you've been in church. If the devil try to tell you something the other night, you're going to reject and sit there and act like you got it, and you're broke, and you don't have it. Shut up and let the Lord operate on you tonight. With love.
With love. Yes, sir.
Put nobody down the other night. Everybody rising up in here tonight. Everybody getting blessed.
Everybody.
Online, everybody.
Everybody. Yes, sir.
You being called tonight, but make sure you're chosen. God do the calling, but you got to make sure you're chosen. I'm chosen to walk in well. Come on, sir. I'm chosen to walk in well. I see you, see, son. So 500 a day. See? Another 500. I'm a young man. 500. You're dressed nice too. To a certain degree, many of us along this line have been called, but we haven't been chosen. Because Satan set up challenges to you to try to please somebody else, and you won't walk in it. You go so far, then say, I ain't going that far.
Come on, sir.
And the worst one there is your family member.
Yep.
Y'all going on there to that church, that man talking about money coming. Yep. But your broke self, you need to be going too. And it ain't no man talking about it nowhere. It's the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So I'm chosen
to be rich.
By God.
My ministry is rich.
Sit down. Do not accept man's criticism about your covenant partnership. Do not accept man's criticism about your covenant partnership. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 8:18 and look at it again. I have a covenant partnership.
Yeah, I have a covenant partnership.
With Almighty God.
With Almighty God. Yes, sir.
I heard you. I got a covenant partnership with the Almighty God. Let's look back and see what he say now in that 18th verse, Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. I remember, Lord.
I remember.
For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Why would he give me power to get wealth if he didn't want me to have wealth? How can I let the devil tell that lie to me, that wealth is not right? Because your wealth has something to do with his covenant.
Yes.
His covenant moves through the earth's rim through your wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moves through my wealth.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Say it.
Power.
I have power to get wealth. Say it. No, say it. I have power to get wealth. Don't care what your neighbor says. Say it. I have power to get wealth. You must know that you're a child of God. You must know that you have power. Yeah, talk to me, girl. You must know you got power to get wealth. Talk to me, somebody up here. You must know. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me up in here. I have power to get wealth. And it came from God. God give me the power.
Meaning.
Nobody, can stop me. And I heard the Spirit of God says, you are on your way. You cannot, listen to me. You cannot operate in the spirit by reason. You have to operate in the spirit by revelation.
Yes, sir.
You got to be under a certain type of preaching, a certain type of teaching to operate in the spirit. You can't be in the same humdrum every Sunday, the same old thing, the same old thing. Something fresh needs to break out. Fresh in the spirit. Fresh in the anointing. Fresh in revelation. I mean, see, I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing the words now from the Holy Spirit who has the prophet. I'm hearing the word, one word, payday.
Payday.
Your payday comes through revelation acted upon. Your payday has come. Body of Christ, your payday has come. It's time for you to have what God said you can. Oh, my, oh, my. Oh my, 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 oh my. And I want you to tell your neighbor, you might not, but I'm getting paid. That's 5,000. That's 500. Don't you set or stand up in here and act like I'm not talking to you. Don't let your situation talk to you right now. Let your situation know and say, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion over all the power of the enemy. Let it know right now. Don't be talking to me right now. I'm listening to the prophet right now. I'm getting my answer. I'm about to talk to you. I'm about to tell you, you ain't holding me down no more. I ain't going through this the rest of my life. I ain't going through this the rest of my life. I ain't going through this the rest of my life. Sit down, I want you to write this up now. I got to cut a few more minutes. This is a precious life. I want you to get this down. This is a precious life that God wants all of his children to have.
Yep. Yeah.
Going to a very familiar scripture, but see, that you got to put the scripture in an environment, an atmosphere of the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're doing by preaching like this, you see. Now turn to Psalm 1. That's a $500 young man sewing, boy. Psalm 1. In other words, I say, this is a precious life. What else I said? Yeah, it is in Psalm 1. This life coming to your heart, coming to your hand right now.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know you're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Wave your hand at him. Wave your hand at the Holy Ghost. Woo! Wave, boy, wait, what? Wave your hand at what? Wait, woo! The Holy Ghost said, I never had hand wave at me like that. Wave at the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for helping us, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in here. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Open doors right now. Open windows and gates right now. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. We give the Holy Ghost the glory, the praise. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Over my finances. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Canceling all my bills. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Giving me a long life. That I can enjoy what God wants me to have. This psalm here have blessed me over the years. I've read it over and over again. And I found out what that man was doing in them first three voices. I quit reading about the ungodly. I stopped at verse 3. I've been at verse 4 and 5 and 6 before. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature, old things pass away, behold, all things become new. So I ain't going in verse 4 no more. I got these first three verses. I'ma dance right there. You see what I'm saying? Do you? You see what I'm saying? Huh? You see what I'm saying? Now I'm not talking secondhand information. I'm talking about what I do. See these three verses, when I read these three verses over and over again. And I got to a point, I'm not going to verse 4. No more. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not walking on purpose in the counsel of no ungodly folk. You're not having no chat with me. You're not going to talk no sin to me. You're not going to be cussing around me and lying around me. No, I ain't. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law does he meditate, every now and then, day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. This is your season. Tell somebody, this is my season. This is my prosperity season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh, look at the end of verse 3. Look at that. Somebody better skip in here. Look, skip a little bit. Somebody got to skip or jump a little bit. Look at the end. Come on, Doc. Come on, let it go in there. What and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, and whatsoever she doeth shall prosper, and whatsoever they doeth shall prosper, whatever the family do shall prosper. Somebody skip a little bit. Skip a little bit. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, son. You go. Shh. I receive, son. I receive. That's $1,000 there. Shh. I receive, son.
Yes, sir.
Another $1,000. I got a few more points I got to give you. Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah.
I received your seed. That's another $1,000. David's daughter. She sold big the other day. Brought me a hunk of money up here. Now, I want you to understand this. God's prosperity plans are clear. I want to look at two scriptures. Sit down. I want to look at two scriptures. God, you got to be clear about his prosperity plan. So when somebody else comes talking some foolishness, you just look them straight in the eye and tell them bye.
Yes, sir.
Talking about prosperity preachers. Every preacher should be a prosperity preacher.
God is a prosperity preacher. Jesus is a prosperity preacher. The Holy Ghost is a prosperity preacher. In this book, you haven't read this book. If you believe God, not a prosperity preacher. Boy, I felt one of them hecklers watching fell out just now. I said, God, I cut him, boy. I said, God is a, I never said it before in my life. God is a prosperity preacher. If you ever read this book, anything? Do he preach prosperity?
Yes.
Throughout the whole book?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Jeremiah 29 and 11. God's prosperity plans are clear.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at it a minute. Look at it a minute. I'm going to close, but look at it a minute. Take a hallelujah. Put it up on the board in the NIV for me. For I know the plans I have for you. God got a plan for me. I'm going to agree with God's plan. And you know you got to cut some things out. You got to cut some trees down. That's all right. That was in the meeting this fall. See, for I know, see God said, I'm guessing, no, I know the plan. And look, plan. I have for you, declared the Lord, plan, plural, to prosper you and not to harm you, plan, three times, to give you hope, plan, you are in God's plan. May God's plan for your prosperity rest on you tonight. May the revelation come out. May the insight come out. May the wisdom come out. May the discernment come out. That you'll know exactly what move to make.
I'll never be broke
another
day
in my life.
I got a plan
from God. I want y'all to go over and over this. You see, God can't carry his plan out if you don't have revelation. That's why Joshua 1:8 is important here. Turn there quickly. I got to close Joshua 1:8. See, Joshua 1:8 goes with Jeremiah 29:11.
Right. Yes, sir.
Joshua 1:8 has to lock in because God can't do nothing for you by himself in this earth realm. Because Satan gonna take him to court.
Yeah. Wow.
And win.
Yeah.
But God's not gonna let it do so. Therefore, God can't do nothing unless you connect with him right.
Right. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have to overpower Satan by revelation and activation.
And activation. Yes, sir. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So those two verses. Mm-hmm. See, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. See. You got to meditate, your mouth. Your mouth. The meditation changed your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wow. More possible, yes, sir.
The meditation changed your mouth and put you in a position where you may is observed.
Yeah.
That's three M's, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, underline them in your Bible so you understand they got a direction. The book of the Lord should not depart out of your mouth. You underline mouth, and then, but thou should meditate. The meditation is going to change your mouth.
Yeah.
And there's another person I see in there, your mind.
Yes, sir.
And then after that, thou mayest observe to do, according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt. That's the make. Now that's another word.
Yeah.
That thou shalt make that way prosper and have what?
Good success.
Am I preaching up in you or not?
Yes,
are you getting this? The Holy Ghost is prophesying through me, to you, for you. You're going to have dreams and vision like never before. They're going to look awkward, but just follow. Very seldom God comes to you in a normal pattern. It's hard for God to be normal.
Yes, sir.
Because he's supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes.
God is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
They that worship him, how?
Spirit.
They that walk with him, how?
Spirit.
Same thing.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, man. The money just keep on coming. I live in the overflow. How much do you have? I have more than enough. Say it anyway. Even if it's not there, say it because it's there. It's rightfully yours, but you got to take it. By your confession, and by your anointing. It's mine. I have it now. I don't love money. Money loves me. The spirit of mammon is under my feet. Now, I tell you what he told me. And I'm going to close. How can I say it? God, whatever money you put in my hand, I'm going to keep it in your plan. Yeah, put that down now. That's prophetical. God, whatever money you put in my hand, I'm going to keep it in your plan. You know how he told me that? See, we just, this ministry got 600 acres of land.
Yes, sir.
That's not normal.
Yes, sir.
We own all the land across the street, all the land back there, all we own it. And so I'm driving here one day, coming down to the office, and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do with all this land? He said, the land is in my plan. But he was saying something else, I didn't catch it. Put the land back in my hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I heard another word just now. Gain.
Gain.
The land will bring gain.
Yes, sir.
Because it's in God's plan,
yes,
and in God's hand.
Yes, yes, sir. Glory, yeah. Wow. Rich.
Now, you got to pray over this. No more project process.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You almost project yourself to death. Whatever you do, possess it. It's not a project, you're possessing something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not if it's gonna come out right. It got to come out right. Because you got God's hand on you.
Yes, sir.
So if it don't look like it's coming out right, it's still coming out right. I'm walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prepare yourself for prosperity explosion. And saving of soul explosion at the same time. Prosperity explosion and saving of soul explosion at the same time. I don't know if you heard me. Prosperity explosion. You can't be prosperous not getting soul saved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Y'all got to start witnessing.
Yes, sir.
God said, I answer what you ask if you do what I ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The primary assignment to the church is to win people to Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Say it, I'm a soul winner.
I'm a soul winner.
I'm a close. Are you ready? Turn to 1 Kings 10 and 7. Put on the board, son, because I ain't got time right now. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready to be exceedingly prosper?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I said?
Yes, sir. Exceedingly prosper. I am ready.
Well, I know we got Ephesians 3:20.
Yeah.
Now unto him that they able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask the thing, right?
Yes, sir.
According to the power.
Oh.
power working in us.
Yes, sir.
So you mean to me God can't do it unless the power is working in us?
Yes, sir.
Tell three people the power working in me right now. Now look at 1 Kings 10:7. Look at 1 Kings 10:7. I got to close quickly. Look at 1 Kings 10:7. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. You got to see it for yourself. Other folks tell you things, you know, in the spirit, and they talk about it, but you got to get in the spirit and see it for yourself. Walk with the Holy Ghost. Talk with the Holy Ghost. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. I place the Holy Ghost over all my accounts. Every dollar I have, I'm placing it in the hand of the Holy Ghost. Watch out, watch out. You believe it, you watch out. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Turn to Job 36:11. I got two more. Watch what I'm gonna say. You never heard this before in your life, because I never heard it at all. I was writing down this. That's why I couldn't I was writing fast, he'd give it to me. You have obeyed him. Prosperity is supernatural payday. You have obeyed him. Prosperity is supernatural payday.
Yes, sir.
Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days broke. They spend their days praying about money. In prosperity and their years. Look at them two words there. Oh man, how many of y'all don't like pleasure? You must be crazy. How you? I like pleasure. You like pleasure? See, them will make us so holy we don't like pleasure. See, I don't want to be that holy. Y'all go ahead. I like going with my family and having a nice time. Yeah. You think I'm always on my knees in the closet? I take my family out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
But you can't have no pleasure without no prosperity.
No.
You gotta be sitting down there writing a check and on your calculator on your phone. Listen, how much is it gonna cost? We can't go to that place. You leave here this week wearing a fresh prophetic apostolic prosperity anointing. Opportunities gonna knock on your door. You businessmen in here, your business going off the hook. As you walk through these principles, your business going off the hook. Business women and businessmen in Christ. Everything about to come off the hook. Doors are opening. Windows are opening. Gates are opening right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The money just keep on coming. The money just keep on coming, I said. I'm not scared to say that. Some of y'all scared to say that. So the money just keep on saying. Just keep on coming, man. Let's close with this one. No one will ever take you out of my prosperity. Psalm 30:6. No one will ever take you out of my prosperity. Psalm 30:6. Your Honor, I rest my case. Look at the boy. That scripture is answering that statement, partner. Yes. No one will ever take me out of my prosperity. I don't care what they go down or what the rates go up. Yes. You know, what the government say, what the president say. Yes. I don't care what none of them saying. God got me where I am. Yes. And in my prosperity, yes. I shall never be moved. I want everybody to stand up and say that with me. I don't want to waste my week. I don't want to waste a week of my life that you don't get this. We say it, I want you to say it with boldness. Now, loudness don't mean boldness, you know. You got to come from your heart, not your head. Are you ready? And in my prosperity. Now, you don't have to be quiet. You can tear it up. I don't care. But I'm just saying, just don't be loud. Just loud with your mouth.
Right.
Let your heart get in, all right? Yes, you ready? And in my prosperity, I'm saying I shall never be. So you know what I did just now? I am saying I shall never be moved. I'll be blessed the rest of my life.
I will walk in prosperity,
abundance, and wealth the rest of my days.
I will glorify God
with my life
in this area.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You got it?
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
The money just keep on coming.
First of all, I want to say I really appreciate all of you and love all of you, and I appreciate the gifts. I received the gifts.
Put up your mouth with
yes. You know, each time I say anything, my concern and my emphasis would be on Hebrews 2 and 1. You can look it up sometimes in the King James Version.
Go ahead and take your picture. I know you won't take a picture. Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead, honey. Excuse me.
In the King James Version. But I found that the Amplified,
what verse it is?
Verse 1. Chapter 2 of Hebrews, verse 1.
Okay, Hebrews 2, 1. Okay.
Yes. And it's the Amplified in the, I forget the other part of it, but it's the Amplified version. And it says this, since all this is true, everything you've heard from the beginning, from Monday morning up until now, and what you will hear tomorrow morning and night. Since all of this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard.
Yes.
Lest at any time we drift past and let them slip.
Let them slip, yeah. Don't do that.
So I'm just encouraging you, all of you, to just stop and listen to the tapes. I'm sorry, we don't have tapes anymore, right? Listen to the MP3s. I got it. The MP3s. And your life will be blessed. And you sometimes people will come along and cause you to wander away or forget about what you're supposed to be doing. You know, and also when you go back home and you start your everything that you do every week and you start getting busy and you let it slip. But
don't let it slip.
It will not manifest in your life if you let it slip. God is a good God. He's given us his covenant. It's signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus for us. And we must take an advantage of it. And it's just wonderful to be able to learn the things that we've learned concerning our covenant and what really belongs to us. And I'm not letting none of that slip. I'm going to stick with it and stay with it until the manifestations take place. Amen. And I encourage you to do the same. But I encourage you, do not let these tapes, here I go again. Do not let these MP3s slip. Because you don't have to pay for it. Don't have to pay for it. They're free. And you can go to LeroyThompson.tv.
Don't look at me. Talk to Leroy.
I'm glad I just knew it.
You what?
I'm glad I just knew it.
See, she opposite what she said. I'm glad I knew it.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
I want you to bless the people. Go ahead. You got to anoint you to bless them. So bless their offering, bless their seed that they've sowed in you. Or just go ahead and bless them. Y'all lift your hand and receive it.
And I speak God's blessing over all of you who gave and those who did not give and may not have been able to give. But I believe that you're blessed right now and the seed that you've sown will come up and you will prosper and you will progress in your prosperity. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and his love and kindness will be shown in your lives. And I thank you.